Thank you, Chairland, Director Turk, and distinguished delegates of the House. I'm honoured to be here today, giving you a youth perspective on the regulatory compliance of products with embedded artificial intelligence and other digital technologies. These are the areas that I'm going to be briefly touching on today. I am not an expert, unlike the people sat beside me, but as I say, I will be giving you a young person's perspective on many of the things discussed today. For many years, it's not been a question of if we should regulate AI, but rather how we should regulate it in a manner that does not stunt innovation. Artificial intelligence is not only embedded into our numerous devices, but also into our daily lives. And myself, along with the vast majority of young people, believe that AI is an irreversible trend. We can all agree that automation in any respect is extremely useful, but it doesn't come without its challenges. In the remainder of this presentation, I will be touching on the concerns that young people have with regards to artificial intelligence, and I'll be proposing some brief but possible solutions to this. I also wanted to note that the following slides are based not only on my personal perspective, but also on insights gathered from other young people my age, both inside and outside of school. It's no secret that young people are quite fond of artificial intelligence and technology as a whole. So I wanted to take a few examples of how this might come about. So automation, it facilitates real-time insights. It therefore enables us to make swift and well-informed decisions. We have access to copious amounts of information at any single point in time thanks to AI. And ultimately, this allows us to enhance human efficiency. When discussing products that have embedded AI, one of the most commonly expressed advantages to the younger demographic is the personalization that AI offers, especially in widely used applications, ranging from language learning platforms such as Duolingo, for example, or music streaming services such as Spotify. Surveyed individuals also mentioned accessibility as an important aspect of AI. AI-powered products can cater to a wide audience by providing accessibility features. These can include, for example, speech-to-text technology that allows visually impaired individuals to enjoy digital content. Amid the promising aspects of AI, there are undoubtedly a number of concerns to note as well. I, along with the vast majority of people my age, are predominantly concerned with the safeguarding of human rights and particularly the right to privacy. Whilst not legally binding, myself and the younger generation question whether the three laws of robotics, as proposed by Isaac Asimov, apply to artificial intelligence. This first law states that a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Harm is very much subjective in this sense. If there is indeed a lack of privacy, is this law being respected? It really does appear to be a grey area. Finally, one of the primary fears surrounding AI is its impact on education. Many students depend on AI tools such as ChatGPT to aid in certain assignments. This raises the question about the potential impact on the quality of students' output, especially if they are so heavily reliant on intelligence that is technically not their own. Of course, this has subsequent effects on tomorrow's workforce. In summary, the key values of AI that the younger generation seek to improve are transparency, privacy, and fairness. I recognize that there are many challenges regarding the regulation of artificial intelligence, especially in product development in multinational companies. Even with the EU bringing into place the AI Act, currently many large nations don't appear to have such measures or laws in place. In any case, the concern amongst young people is that if these regulations and laws are different across all different countries in the world, there will often be disparities, making laws and regulations such as these difficult to enforce. Another challenge in the regulation of AI, or embedded AI specifically, is that often transparency lacks during automatic updates, as individuals don't always have to physically agree to specific updates. So how do we know that these updates remain compliant or even acceptable to the device owner? To proceed, I wanted to propose some recommendations or potential solutions. These may not be revolutionary, but as a member of the young community, I believe these would be the most advantageous going forward. I think we can all agree that theoretically, the ideal solution would be a global regulatory body with universally agreed upon compliance standards governed by international laws. This may not be viable as it would require full global collaboration and cooperation, but it is rather an idealistic scenario. Another idea could be the introduction of a thorough system of compliance certificates tailored to the specific features of embedded technologies and AI, and with varying requirements for different countries. Product manufacturers or service providers would need to take these compliance certificates into account before the product or service becomes available in any particular country. This solution, of course, also comes with its challenges, as it doesn't eliminate the possibility of illegal imports or the purchase of goods in a different country. Potentially the most viable opportunity here, and arguably the most important, especially to the younger demographic, is the education of end users. As artificial intelligence becomes more widely accessible, continuous education is essential to foster safe and responsible AI usage. I myself, and a large majority of those surveyed, have had no education on if, when, or how to use artificial intelligence in a safe and responsible manner. And I believe that this could be a worthwhile investment. To conclude, the youth of today express a cautious optimism towards the evolution of artificial intelligence. We believe that additional regulations are required specifically for products that contain embedded AI, but understand that logistically this will be very challenging to implement. Finally, I believe that the education of end users should become more of a priority. Whether that begins in schools or as part of a larger campaign available to all groups. Thank you, that is everything from me.